everyone, and welcome to Raya Affairs. My name is Nicola, and I'll be your host for this episode. Raya is a youth-led international think tank that translates the abstract world of international affairs by simplifying rather than generalizing. Raya is a place where you come to learn about the stories and worries of political leaders, the behind-the-scenes of decision-makers, and how politics impacts and changes your life. This is Raya Affairs, filling you in wherever you are. As always, I would like to start with a disclaimer that expressed opinion in this episode are welcome, even though they are not a direct reflection of Raya, as we specialize in unbiased writing. In today's episode, we will be talking about the environmental politics of Brazil, focusing on Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and on his efforts to limit deforestation in the Amazon. Joining me today to discuss this topic is Chiara Uzenda, who recently wrote an article on Lula's deforestation policy. Hello, Chiara. Thank you very much for joining me. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Chiara. Thank you for having me, Nicola. I am an analyst at Raya, and I specialize on climate change and security.
Thank you very much for the introduction, Chiara. Before we start to talk about today's topic, I'll ask you to answer our usual ice-breaking question. Could you tell us which leader, either dead or alive, who has impacted the world, would you want to have a conversation with, and why?
I guess my leader of choice would be Enrico Berlinguer. He was a great Italian politician, and I would love to hear his thoughts on Italy nowadays.
Wow, yeah, that's very interesting. As an Italian as well, I have to say that, yeah, I'd like as well to have a conversation with him, because I think he has been, in Italian politics, probably one of the figures, one of the most interesting figures of the last years. So thank you very much. And now I would say that we can start our conversation about your article. And I have to say that I was very much looking forward to recording this episode with you, as I read some of your article in the past and I always found them super interesting. So I'm super excited to be here with you today. So we're talking about environmental politics in Brazil, and more precisely, the efforts by President Lula in trying to limit deforestation in the Amazon. So Lula's deforestation policy made headlines for its ambitious goals, and particularly his promise to end deforestation by 2030. He has seen some success, but your article points out that many are questioning his commitment. So can you tell us a bit more about why there is this growing skepticism towards Lula?
Of course. Well, first of all, many of the agency, environmental protection agencies that are involved into actually curbing deforestation have been striking because of a lack of funding, which is extremely concerning. Many also believe that Amazon is being tokenized as this symbol of environmental protection, while there should be other concerns, policy concerns for Lula. And lastly, indigenous people are still under threat and are still being attacked nowadays in Brazilian politics, which makes his overall promises, electoral promises, look a little bit more questioning.
Okay, so like there is a variety of factors involved in this process of growing skepticism. And in your article, you also mentioned that Congress, as well as law enforcement in Brazil and the military as well, have posed major challenges to Lula in his first year in government. So could you expand on how these forces are limiting Lula's environmental action?
The Brazilian Congress, is still very conservative and is heavily influenced by lobbying groups, which in Brazil are massive, especially those linked with the agribusiness sector. For this reason, many of the legislations that Lula wanted to pass did not actually reach the status of law, and were not secured, and policy has been incredibly difficult for Lula. But also law enforcement, police is still heavily supporting Bolsonaro. This was uncovered while police was doing investigation on the attempted coup, and they found out that many of the supporters were in fact in the police forces. There have also been instances of corruption, especially local level police, which is particularly concerning because they are the ones that should be enforcing the anti-deforestation policies.
Okay. And you also mentioned already indigenous rights because they are closely tied to environmental protection in Brazil, and you mentioned them as one of the factors involved in this growing skepticism towards Lula. So I wanted to ask you, I know Lula's administration created a ministry for indigenous rights, but there are still many issues, especially around land protection and violence against indigenous communities. So, how is this playing into Lula's environmental policies?
First of all, indigenous people have been the one most severely affected by deforestation itself because of where deforestation happened, mainly in indigenous protected lands. But additionally, indigenous people have also been great supporters of Lula at the beginning during the electoral campaigns, as well as, for example, environmentalist groups. A failure to live up to the promises that he made could be a serious harm to his workers' party, but also to Lula himself. And at the same time, Lula has been pushing for development. It has been one of his cornerstones of his political career, and development of both urban but also rural and agricultural Brazil. And this connubium might be particularly difficult and challenging because we have to balance high levels of protection of the environment, high levels of increase in protected areas, especially indigenous protected areas, with challenges of development, such as, for example, building infrastructure, building networks, building, for example, even just roads. This can seriously encroach biodiversity, but also are necessary if you want to develop a country.
Okay, yeah, this is definitely playing a big role in the situation in Brazil. And another important point you make in your article, and you already mentioned it also here, is that while the Amazon has seen some protection, other ecosystems, like for example the Cerrado Savanna, are being devastated. So why is this happening, and how is it impacting Lula's environmental credibility in Brazil and more in general, on a global scale?
Well, why is it happening is basically because Brazil is still fueling and is still the aim of so much of the agribusiness. And there is still a need for deforestation because there is still a need for land and an increase in agriculture, especially soy, especially intense monocultures. And these are all things that require land, and they consume a very high amount of land because they also erode land. So they continuously have to keep up repeating the cycle. This means that they need additional territories. That's why the deforestation is so high in these areas. And the demand is getting higher and higher for cattle feed, which is soy, which is what is fueling much of this land grabbing. How is it impacting Lula's environmental credibility? Well, that's a question of is the Amazon important because of its Amazon, or is the Amazon important because it's environmental protection? Because the Cerrado Nevada Savanna is also a very important biodiversity sphere, and it also is land to people. So why protecting the Amazon and leaving behind the Cerrado Nevada? That really is a question that affects Lula's credibility, because it seems like the Amazon is just being saved because it's a token of environmental protection and not actually an aim of the Lula's administration. So this really has been playing into the question of, is Lula actually going to curb deforestation and really try to push for a green transition in Brazil?
Okay, wow, yeah, that's really true and very interesting. I think that makes a lot of sense when we are looking at the growing skepticism towards Lula's commitment in trying to curb deforestation, because it seems that while the Amazon has been given a lot of attention, being a kind of a token, a representation of environmental protection in Brazil, other ecosystems they're not receiving the same kind of attention, and that's kind of a sign of, let's say, at least it makes sense to have some doubts about the Lula's commitment to deforestation in general in Brazil and environmental protection in general in Brazil and on a global scale. And this brings me to my next question, which is, with all these challenges, it is clear that Lula's path forward is kind of tough. But what does this mean for Brazil on the global stage? I mean, Lula positioned himself as a climate leader during his campaign, but now with this internal struggles, it is clear that this is affecting Brazil's international reputation and in general the credibility of Lula as a climate leader. So what do you think about how these internal struggles are affecting Brazil's international reputation?
Well, Lula has been making great, actually, advances. He had great successes, but also a lot of shortfalls. And I think that the 2025 UN Climate Change Conference, which is going to be in Brazil, is going to really be a global stage for him to be adjudicated on this. But we also know that states have been somewhat flimsy with their climate change commitments and environmental protection commitments. So I don't expect states to really be on, like, gripping on his neck and be like, why didn't you do this? But I do think that on the national stage, this is going to be affecting Lula much more than the international stage. Although it is a significant loss of Brazil's reputation if they're not able to actually go forward with this deforestation, anti-deforestation campaigns. So yeah, we have to look out for national more than international consequences, I think.
Okay, yeah, I kind of agree with you. And this brings me to my last question, which is exactly about the national level in Brazil, particularly about the municipal elections that are ongoing in Brazil. So you mentioned in your article that Lula's environmental policies could play a role in these elections. So I wanted to ask you, how do you think these have impacted Lula and his Workers' Party?
Well, the Worker Party has not performed greatly in this election, and actually we have seen the Bolsonaro's party, the Liberal Party, winning two state capitals, which is a bad sign for Lula, because they also went to runoff elections in 9 other cities. This is quite concerning. Lula got into government with a quite strong support. But this is a sign that this support might be wavering. And of course, this is for a variety of reasons. There is still crisis, economic crisis, but also the green transition is not giving what it promised. Lula promised a lot on this green transition, and this might not be the case. So I think these elections really spoke of a discontent that the Workers' Party and Lula himself is actually facing.
Okay, thank you very much, Chiara, for sharing these insights with me. And I think that with this, we can end today's episode. Thank you very much, Chiara, for joining me.
Thank you very much, Nicola, for having me. This was lovely.
Yeah, I think this conversation really highlighted the complexity of environmental politics in Brazil today, and it will be definitely fascinating to see how things will unfold in the future. To our listeners, make sure to check out Chiara's article at raiagroup.org and to follow us on social media to receive updates on new articles and contents. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time.